The next poem is entitled Sister in Arms, and it is dedicated to a group of South African women I met a number of years ago.
Das nächste Gedicht hat den Titel Waffenschwestern und ist einer Gruppe südafrikanischer Frauen gewidmet, die ich vor einigen Jahren getroffen habe.
They were, as all women are, who are empowered and using themselves, very beautiful and very dangerous.
Sie waren, wie alle Frauen, die Macht haben und diese Macht nutzen, sehr gefährlich.
In the poem, toward the end, I speak of Mmanthatisi. Mmanthatisi was a warrior queen who led her people, the Sotho, against the British in the early 19th century in southern Africa.
In dem Gedicht spreche ich von Mmanthatisi. Mmanthatisi war eine Kriegskönigin, die ihr Volk, die Sotho, am Anfang des 19. Jahrhunderts gegen die Briten angeführt hat.
I speak of Maseru, which is the capital of Lesotho, the traditional home of the Sotho people.
Ich spreche von Maseru, der Hauptstadt von Lesotho, der traditionellen Heimat des Sotho-Volkes.
And Durban, which is a seacoast city in the province of Natal, South Africa. It was a vacation spot in the time of Mmanthatisi, and it is still a vacation spot today.
Und von Durban, einer Küstenstadt in der Provinz Natal in Südafrika, die zur Zeit von Mmanthatisi und auch heute noch ein Ferienort war.
Sisters in Arms.
The edge.
The edge of our bed was a wide grid where your 15-year-old daughter was lying. Gut sprung on police wheels, a cablegram nailed to the wood next to a map of the Western Reserve. I could not return with you to bury the body, reconstruct your nightly cardboards against the seeping Transvaal cold. I could not plant the other limpet mine against a wall at the railroad station, nor carry either of your souls back from the river in a calabash upon my head. So I bought you a ticket to Durban on my American Express, and we lay together in the first light of a new season. Now, clearing roughage from my autumn garden, cow sorrel, overgrown rocket gone to seed, I reach for the taste of today. The New York Times finally mentions your country. A half-page story of the first white South African killed in the unrest. Not all black children massacred at Sebokeng, 6-year-olds imprisoned for threatening the state. Not of Thabo Sebeko, first grader, in his own blood, on his grandmother's parlor floor, Joyce, 9, trying to crawl to him, shitting through her navel. Not of a 3-week-old infant, nameless, lost under the burned beds of Tembisha, my hand comes down like a brown vice over the marigolds. Reckless through despair, we were 2 black women touching our flame, and we left our dead behind us. I hovered, you rose. The last ritual of healing. It is spring, you whispered. I sold the ticket for guns and sulfur. I leave for home tomorrow. And wherever I touch you, I lick cold from my fingers, taste rage like salt from the lips of a woman who has killed too often to forget. And carries each death in her eyes. Your mouth, a parting orchid. Someday you will come to my country and we will fight side by side. Keys jingle in the door, ajar, threatening. Whatever is coming belongs here. I reach for your sweetness, but silence explodes like a pregnant belly into my face, a vomit. Nanthatizi turns away from the cloth. Her daughters-in-law are dying. The baby drools milk from her breast. She hands him, half asleep, to his sister, dresses again for war, knowing the men will follow. In the intricate Masaru twilights, quick, sad, vital, she maps the next day's battles, dreams of Durban, sometimes visions, the deep rye song of beach pebbles running after the sea.